regular agenda. Item 333, please.
Or Mayor, you're moving something up? Are we doing this?
No, this is the DOJ.
Okay.
Yep.
333, apply to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $200,000 for the Justice and Mental Health Collaboration Program Fiscal Year 2015 solicitation to expand the capacity of the Portland Police Bureau Behavioral Health Unit.
Lieutenant Hager and others are here this morning to present this item. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's on first?
I gave that.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Sure.
So this is a grant that would help us expand the service coordination team's efforts.
Pull that microphone a little closer. Thank you.
Is that better?
And put your name in the record, Bill.
Oh, sorry. Billy Cameron, I'm the service coordination team program manager for the Behavioral Health Unit. This grant would help us expand the service coordination team services into a more dual diagnosis area that we can develop similar programming but in serving a different type of population. So kind of the clients that we see now who are suffering from addiction and co-occurring disorders, we can move into that direction, provide similar services to that population, and just kind of expand the reach of the unit and their program.
And it, according to my notes, creates six additional beds?
Yeah, this will help start up the six additional beds that we can then, you know, put into motion to affect that population.
Good. Thank you. You ready to serve some more people?
Yes, we are, sir.
Good. I think there are more to serve. Questions for this team on this grant application? Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, come on up.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We take the position we don't want the Portland Police Department anywhere near anything that has to do with mental health. We would like to see the county handle it. We don't want you to go for this grant. We want you to stay away from the federal government as far as getting grants for the police department to handle anything to do with mental health. $200,000 should be given to the county and let the county, who has a responsibility for mental health, do the job. We envision if somebody needs help that is not a police officer without a mental health worker arriving on the scene, a qualified mental health worker. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, it's an emergency ordinance. Roll call, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is really important to provide funding for dual diagnosis, which is mental health care and addiction services, and it's ridiculous how lots of the funding has to be channeled into one or the other, and it's difficult to find programs that fund both. So I appreciate the Police Bureau applying for this grant. It will be done in collaboration with Central City Concern, as with the rest of the service coordination team. And if anybody doubts the effectiveness of the collaboration between mental health care workers and the police, I invite you to come to the next service coordination team graduation, where the graduates will tell you how helpful it was that their police officer helped get them into this program that helps them get treatment for their addictions. Aye.
Hales.
Like it or not, the Portland Police Bureau is in the mental health business. We had 114 suicides in Portland in 2013 and 129 in 2014. The Police Bureau deals almost every day with somebody in a mental health crisis and deals with so many of those incidents brilliantly that we have hundreds of other avoided suicides thanks to their good work. It's a novel idea that the Police Bureau wouldn't be in the mental health business, but of course, not only is that reality the case for at least 50% of our calls for service, but also that the United States Department of Justice has informed us very specifically in item after item in our settlement with the federal government exactly what we need to be doing in terms of improving our approach to mental health crises, and this is a piece of that. So thank you all for your good work, and we hope they smile on this grant application. Aye.